Yes.
Great. We ready? Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on August 14th, 2025. And note for the voice record that we have a quorum of our council here tonight, as well as our city administrator, our city attorney, and four members of the public are with us tonight. You've all had an opportunity to review the agenda for a week. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I'd like to second the motion.
Okay, thank you. Barbara moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. There's no public hearing tonight for us, so I'll move us on to the consent agenda. That includes three items: the minutes from our last city council meeting on July 17th, the minutes from the work session on that same evening, and the financial statements from June 2025 unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
Yes, Mayor, I move to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Chip moves and Reese seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have been discussing among ourselves with many of our citizens a possible amendment to the property maintenance code, section 14-74, regarding trees. Is there any response from any of our council members to share from last month's citizen request to amend the code relative to tree stumps and tree debris? Any council members that would like to amend our property code? Okay, hearing none. There's no consensus among the council to make a change, and that indicates that we leave the code as it is. Under new business, we have a resolution to adopt the 2025 millage rate. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Before you is a recommended millage rate of 1.194 mills for the year 2025. This recommended rate is equal to the rollback rate. As an example, for a home with a fair market value of $775,000 in 2024, the city property tax was $388.74. For a home of the same value in 2025, the tax will be $370.14, which represents a 4.78% reduction in taxes year to year. The Citizens Finance Committee unanimously supports the recommended rate.
Do I hear a motion regarding our 2025 millage rate?
I'd like a motion to adopt R-25-05, a resolution to levy an ad valorem tax for the calendar year 2025 at the rate of 1.194 mills on all property subject to taxation in the city of Berkeley Lake.
Do I hear a second?
I'd second the motion.
Okay, Scott moves, Barbara seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have next Public Works at 350 and 356 Lakeshore Drive drainage easements. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. In preparation for the pending stormwater project, the city needs to obtain two easements for work occurring on private property. The work consists of repairing a junction box at the intersection of two pipes. Both property owners have signed the easements, and I ask you to accept the easements and authorize the mayor to sign the easement agreements to be recorded by the city attorney.
Okay, do I hear such a motion?
I would like to make a motion to accept the permanent drainage and maintenance easements for stormwater infrastructure at 350 and 356 Lakeshore Drive and authorize the mayor to sign the easement agreements to be recorded by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, I'd like to second the motion.
Barbara moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Lee, would you talk to us about the cleaning services contract, please?
Yes, ma'am. The contract for Parsons Professional Cleaning LLC to begin providing janitorial services for City Hall is included in your packet and has been signed. I request that the council ratify the mayor's execution of the contract, which the city attorney has reviewed and approved as acceptable for the mayor's signature.
Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to ratify the contract for Parsons Professional Cleaning LLC.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Risa moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have agenda item tonight regarding a discussion for possible amendment of section 42-2, discharging firearms with slingshots, bows, arrows, and similar devices. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. This section of code was amended in 2013 to prohibit the discharge of certain weapons. I was not on staff at the time of the amendment and do not know what may have been occurring at the time to prompt its enactment. But in recent conversations around concerns about deer human conflicts, I have learned that local government regulation of hunting is preempted by the state, except on city-owned property. The state also explicitly authorizes local governments to reasonably limit or prohibit the discharge of firearms due to public safety concerns. However, the question as to whether local government regulation of certain other types of weapons is allowed remains. At this point, I believe that we need further legal guidance to understand the city's options regarding prohibition of the discharge of weapons.
Okay, council, I'm going to ask you for input if you have any on this topic, and for our citizens to remind them that this has been an ongoing discussion in our community for quite some time now. As far back as I think almost a year ago when we met with a group of our citizens in here and fed them lunch and talked about concerns. And there was then a meeting that they had organized at the Pinckneyville Community Center. And our council members and especially our staff have done all kinds of research for months into every kind of other city handling of this issue and what they might be able to do in regards to possible suggestions. I wrote in the mayor's message on April 24th describing that, so I won't belabor it anymore, but I would refer anybody to interested to go back and look at that rundown of what had been done at that point and the suggestion that our citizens who had requests for city help. I think I said city council considers requests that include a specific actionable plan. As always, the devil is in the details, so each element of some proposal must conform to difficult realities. To help our citizens begin to come to grips with those, here are some questions for all of us to be considering. And I notated six of them there. I think subsequent to that, citizens organized a survey in the community, and we haven't heard any results of that, but I know they are continuing to work on that. We haven't gotten any specific proposals, but I know that council has continued to be talking with our citizens. Is there anyone who has input from citizens that they'd like to share on the topic at this point? Scott?
I think consistent with the state regulations that they are the sole responsible governing party for hunting, I think it's would be consistent for us to remove any restrictions that we appear to be imposing from a city standpoint. And I think we should move forward with having city attorney explore how we can move in that direction, but still ensure public safety.
Mm-hmm. Anybody disagree with that?
Absolutely not. I feel like we need some guidance on what we're allowed to do, what we can do. And then I would reiterate the point to our citizenry that if they have a concrete plan that they'd like us to consider, we'd be be more than happy to look at it, but I haven't heard anything so far that, you know, we need to find out what's allowed first, but it's a very, very difficult problem. I don't see any easy answers.
Anybody else have a comment from citizens you've talked to? Okay. All right. Well, we will then wait until our attorney has had a chance to wade through reams of stuff, and he always does an excellent job with that, so I'll be looking forward to hearing that from you, Dick, when you get a chance to do that. Okay? Is there any public comment about anything that we've said tonight or anything else? Delisha?
Delisha Reynolds, 3685 North Berkeley Lake Road. It came to my attention I was at a local merchant, and we were just talking about government in general, and he said that a council member had come to him and said, "I'm on the Berkeley Lake City Council, can I get a discount?" And that seems like an ethical violation to me, and I just wanted to make you aware of it. He did identify the person, but I'm not going to do that at this meeting. That's all for now.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I would be interested in any more information that comes to light about that from anybody.
I'd be glad to talk to you privately.
Okay. Do we have any other public comments? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'd like to move that we adjourn.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Barbara moves and Chip seconds. All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous, and we are adjourned.